On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Come Monday, it'll be all right.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hello.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Did you get the idea that it's Monday yet? Did you figure that out? Hey, welcome to the program. It is indeed the Ron Van Dam Show. You know which one I am. I'm the one on the left. Hey, you in the back. Don't touch that. Don't touch that. Stop it. Don't. That's not yours. Don't touch that. I don't know why I bother having a studio audience, to be honest with you. I have nothing to give away when the program's over. So what's the point? All right, that's enough. Stop it. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. Thank you so much for being here. If this is your first visit to this particular series, then I don't know what to say to you. I've been doing this for, oh God, decades and decades. What the hell's wrong with me? How long have you been doing whatever you're doing? I know, not as long. Am I proud? It depends. Oh man, oh, last night I got... By the way, this is the most pathetic way to start a show. If you ever do a show on your own, don't ever start a show like this. It's pathetic. But last night, I had a dinner that was fantastic. I ate deli meat. Oh my God, I may believe I was a delicatessen. By the way, we don't say delicatessen anymore. It's just deli. No one says delicatessen. No one. It's deli. Anyway, and they even in India, they have a new deli that they just opened up. Okay, I bought ham and turkey and bacon, and I made a sandwich with coleslaw, and was wonderful. I made my own potato salad. Not that I grow my own potatoes. I don't do that. I don't have time. Anybody who says to me, you know, as a hobby, I grow potatoes, I start backing away very quickly. I know that there are farmers that grow potatoes, but I don't know what we would talk about. Well, how's the potato crop? Good, good, good. How are the potatoes this year? Good, good. Okay, have a good day. Take care. Bye-bye. It's nothing to talk about. I mean, the potatoes. You know, potatoes have eyes. In the back of their potatoes, so they can see like 360 degrees. That's absurd. But that's what a potato farmer would talk about. I used to watch a show on television when I was a kid. It was the Andy Griffith Show. And, it was in reruns. I'm not that old. And, they lived in Mayberry. Everybody knows this except millennials. Lived in Mayberry, a small town, no crime. He was the sheriff. He had a deputy sheriff, Barney Fife. They what they did for entertainment at night after having a nice dinner, they sat on the porch. Andy would break out his guitar and just strum a few things. I mean, he didn't play Spanish classical guitar or anything, but maybe he did, but not on the show. And he would sit there and just strum out a song, and he would sing to it. Oh, my darling Clementine. I don't know what that means, by the way. But he would just sit there and do a slow song, and they just relax. And I don't think the earth even spun around as fast back then. Everything was so freaking lazy. But I watch some reruns these days just for nostalgia purposes, and the nostalgia is, oh my God, there were no computers at all. There were no cell phones. If you wanted to contact somebody, you had to pick up the phone and ask Sarah to connect you. Sarah, can you get me the cleaners? I want to see if my laundry is ready. Can you ring them up, Sarah? Sure will, Andy. How personal can that be? What a wonderful time it must have been, where everything was so connected and so face-to-face and voice-to-voice. No robots, nothing. Just people hanging out. And they had nothing to talk about. There wasn't CNN and Fox News. Ugh, almost threw up there. Had a little spit up going. MSNBC, all those stations, they didn't have them. People didn't know what the hell was going on. Unless it was in the paper. Other than that, nobody knew. And they just sat around and they just talked. They didn't talk politics. They didn't talk about the news. They talked about nothing. How you doing today? I'm doing great. Did you hear about Susan? No, what's up with Susan? Oh, she's good. She's good. She's good. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. What a wonderful time that must have been. When parents had the time to raise their children, and there were two parents almost always. Now it's odd, you know, like, well, how are your parents? Well, my mother's fine. My father, I'm seeing him, I believe, a week from Saturday. That's normal. How are your parents? They're both fine. Whoa, you have two parents still? Well, I never. Yeah, of course. Wow, that's odd. Do you remember the time when, and it's still this way, it's an amazing fact of patheticism, which is not a word, by the way. If you go to a wedding, the DJ does this little shtick. And the DJ says, okay, we're going to play the anniversary dance. Ooh. And the DJ says, okay, I want all couples on the dance floor. And that he starts a song, and it's usually a slow song. It's always a slow song. And there's like 20 couples on the, you know, married couples, please, on the dance floor. All married couples. They get on the dance floor, and he plays the music. And after about a minute, he says, all right, those of you that have been married less than a year, get off the dance floor and please sit down. And that's always the bride and the groom, because they've been married for maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, and they said it wouldn't last.
So the married couple gets off the dance floor, maybe a few of their stupid friends. The idea is to see who is left on the dance floor at the very end as we start eliminating people, and that couple wins nothing. They get a lot of applause. Those of them married 10 years or less, please sit down. And everybody, almost everybody sits down. Those that have been married 20 years or less, now there's only three people left on the dance floor. Three couples, that would be absurd. Three couples on the dance floor. And those that have been married more than 40 years can stay. Everybody who's married less than 40 years, please get off the dance floor. And there's only one couple left, and they get applauded because they were married for so long. They're usually not 20-year-olds. They're usually like in their 70s or 60s or something, or 80s, whatever. And they get applause. And it's so odd to me that we get congratulated as an oddity when we're married for decades and decades. That's awful. That's just awful. Not that there weren't divorces in the earlier years of our generations. There were. But now it's the data has always been for quite a few decades that over 50% of America has been divorced at some point. A smaller percentage actually don't get divorced. And that's amazing. So why do we do this? I don't know. I don't know. So people turn to me and say, Ron, can you solve the world's problems? And I say things like, no. But I can tell you this, because I've been around the block a few times. That's what I do in the morning when I walk my dog. I go around the block a few times. But you see, that doesn't mean anything. But if you say, oh, Ron, are you experienced? I've been around the block a few times. Whoa. And all I'm doing is talking about walking my dog, but they get impressed. But I have been around the block a few times. It's not my first rodeo. All those things. And here's my suggestion for married couples and for all couples, whether you're married or not, because these days it doesn't really matter anymore, I guess. But here is my wisdom being thrust upon you unwillingly. The secret to staying married, and I mean it, and you can write this down, you can engrave it on your forehead, because this is the secret to a good, solid, long-lasting relationship. And I'm going to tell you what it is right now for $75 a person. It's the only way I can make any money here. Now here I'm going to tell you right now the secret to a long-lasting relationship. Shut the hell up. Shut, word number one, the hell, two and three, and then up, four words. Shut the hell up. And if you follow my advice, you can't go wrong, except for one exception. And I'll tell you about that in a second. If you have something on your mind, don't say it to your significant other. You're just asking for trouble. And if you're one of those people that just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, you are going to screw yourself up very, very quickly. The secret to a long-lasting relationship, shut the hell up. Never say what's on your mind, because that's wrong. Is there a right and a wrong as far as what you can say? You bet there is. Well, how can there be a right and wrong if I'm just expressing myself? Apparently, you're not listening to me. And people who talk to themselves, you need to shut the hell up too. Because I don't want to hear it. No matter what it is, don't say anything. Keep quiet. Make believe you're a monk. Are those the people that don't speak? I believe it is. Not a bad idea. That's the only way I really meld with religion, is that there are monks and they don't talk. I don't know what they do. I think pantomime, or they write things down. I'm really not too sure. Anyway, I don't know any monks. I'm not into it. Anyway, just shut the hell up. Why am I not taking my own advice? Because I do this for a living. So, like, I can't. I can't shut the hell up. But you can, and you should. Here's the problem. One of the people in the relationship eventually are going to say, why aren't you talking to me? Why aren't you talking to me? What's on your mind? You're not saying anything. Why are you shutting me out? Then you're stuck in the catch-22, I call it, where damned if you do and damned if you don't. Damn the torpedoes. Well, Van Damme's telling me not to say anything, and you're telling me, like, why am I so quiet? Now I'm confused. Well, here's my advice. Don't answer that question. Just shut the hell up. Shut the hell up goes for everything. You can't go wrong. The other thing is to lie and just say yes to everything. It's a meager, stupid existence, but at least you won't lose half your money or be living in a closet or in an apartment somewhere in Bayonne, New Jersey. That's my advice to you. You don't have to take it. Oh, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do except to shut the hell up. I know. We're all turning each other into these mindless little articles of human flesh. I know that. I realize that. But do you want to be happy or do you want to be right? You think you want to be right? You'll find out you really don't. You just want to be happy. You should shut the hell up, and everybody you know should shut the hell up too. Wouldn't you be happy if everybody around you just shut the hell up? Yeah, I know. It's a conundrum, a word that I can't spell and have no reason to write down. But it's true. So yeah, sometimes I'll lay back into nostalgia. We all do it no matter how old we are. We go back to a simpler time in life before all this crap was thrust upon us. I love social media, but it's driving me nuts. That was my impression of you, by the way, using your voice. Social media has destroyed everything. It's too late to put the toothpaste back into the tube. I've tried that. It gets all over the mouth of the tube. Can't do it. I tried to do it with a turkey baster. Gets stuck in that little nozzle part. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Social media has been unleashed, which means all the anger in our personalities, in our social existence, all our anger is now channeled through our social media system, whether it be Facebook, Snapchat, what is that called? Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. I have no idea. I don't know where they get the names of these things. Instagram, I understand. It's like Telegram, but it's instant. I get that. Facebook, no. I understand its origins, but right now it means nothing. Meta, cute little word, four letters, means nothing to me. You know what it means to me? My brand has been destroyed. I've got to think of something quick. That's what meta means to me. And that is what it means in Greek. Snapchat, come on, TikTok, come on, man, you're making the sound of a clock for what reason? And why does it have to be like squeezed into a vertical picture? That annoys me too. TikTok should be, they should change the name from TikTok to turn your phone horizontally. What the hell's wrong with you? That should be what. Turn your phone horizontally. What the hell's wrong with you? Yeah. Robocalls. I get phone calls all day from robots. Hey, good to have you with us. How you doing? And then I have to actually interact with the robot or press 1 if I don't want to talk. And I should shut the hell up. I don't understand it. Our society has just turned into a bunch of crap. So I do watch the Andy Griffith Show every once in a while. Yeah, it was a simpler time. It was a time where there was sexism and ridiculous mores. But yet, it worked. It worked. People just sat back in a chair on the porch, picked up a guitar, whether they could play or not, strummed something, fell asleep, and the only entertainment on a cool fall evening was to walk down to the soda shop and get a bottle of pop. Everybody seemed to get along. Hey, Ron, even back then, life wasn't a TV show.
It kind of was. It kind of was.
All right. We have an interesting guest coming up momentarily, but first this commercial break. By the way, you're welcome for the advice on how to stay in a relationship. I hope it works for you. By the way, if it doesn't work, then I don't know what I'm talking about, and there is no way that I can be held responsible for what I've been saying for the past 15 minutes. But void of that, have a nice day. We'll be right back after this short commercial word.
Gentlemen, have you ever been in the mood for a nice knish or maybe bagel and a schmear, but you're also in the mood for some exotic dancing? You can't find those in the same place. Until now. I'm Moishe Kaufman, inviting you to come visit us at Moishe's Knish and Strippers, the area's first genuine kosher deli and titty bar. Come in and rock out with your locks out and check out our dancers. These girls are so nice, you'll plots, and they're all certified kosher. Maybe not the kind of girl you bring home to mother, but once you see Delia fold a dollar bill without using her hands, you won't care what mom thinks. Look, Bubby, you're in a strip club. That alone is enough to kill her, so live a little. Every Thursday, don't miss our buns and brisket buffet from noon to 6. Moishe's Knish and Strippers is closed on the Sabbath. Hey, we might be a little unorthodox, but we're not heathens.
Sandra Leal joins us now. She's Vice President of Pharmacy Practice Innovation and Advocacy for CVS Health. I've heard of CVS. They're all over the place. Hey, thanks for being with
us.
They are, Sandra. We're talking about getting the flu vaccine. We talk about this every year. It seems that since this pandemic thing that I've heard about, getting vaccinations for things is a bit more conversational and quite important as well. Is this a time to get the flu shots, or should we wait a little bit? What's the good timing on this?
So it is definitely a good time to get the flu vaccine now. You know, September and October are generally good times to be vaccinated.
Okay.
You do want to get the flu vaccine before you start seeing the spread in your community, because it can take up to 2 weeks for your body to build the immunity once you get that vaccine. So you don't want to wait too long to receive that.
No, I did not know that. So that's like the COVID thing. It takes a couple of weeks for it to be effective in your body. Wow. What if someone said, well, you know, I've had the booster on the COVID. It's probably shouldn't mix them. I think some CVSs are offering to get both on the same day. Is that doable?
It is doable, yep. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention do indicate that you can take them both together, and we are seeing people schedule them together. I actually took mine on the same day, one in each arm, and that's definitely recommended. That way you can avoid a couple of trips to the pharmacy or to your doctor if possible.
Let's do a comparison between the flu and the COVID. They're becoming almost synonymous as far as their danger is concerned. Of course, before we had remedies for COVID or even vaccines, that was deadly. The flu the same way, though. The flu can also be deadly if we don't pay attention to that. Is that true?
That's true. I mean, it can become a very serious infection, especially in high-risk groups. So we definitely recommend young children, you know, anybody over the age of 6 months and older. If you have older adults, women that are pregnant are more at risk. And then people who have chronic conditions like diabetes or have a weak immune system are definitely high risk. So, you know, we highly recommend to get the flu vaccine to protect yourself.
I don't understand people that say, I don't get the flu vaccine because I never have and I'm perfectly fine. And I never understood that. It's like flu vaccines are brand new and they're not tested yet or something. I mean, that's ridiculous. They've been around for decades and decades and decades and decades. And people have become on the better side because of them. What an odd excuse that is. I don't get that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I think, you know, once you experience flu even one time, it's so debilitating.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So I've heard that before, but I've also heard that, you know, once you have an experience with flu, you're like, wow, I should have taken the flu vaccine, yes. and then they definitely don't want to skip that flu vaccine in the future. It's been a similar experience with COVID in a lot of instances.
Does the flu vaccine actually prevent you from, percentage-wise, prevent you from getting the flu? Or is it like COVID that if you do get the flu, it's not as intense?
It can protect you from getting COVID, but it also can actually lessen the severity of the infection itself if you were to get it. So it's not 100%, but you do infer quite a bit of protection, and it depends on the vaccine. You can get anywhere from 60 to 80% protection, depending. But it's really important to be up to date with your vaccines.
Yeah.
Definitely the flu vaccine, definitely COVID, because if you get sick with one condition, it could put you at risk for the other just because your immune system is getting a hit.
Yeah.
So anything you can do to practice, good health habits, plenty of sleep, managing your stress, drinking plenty of fluids, and then definitely keeping up to date with your vaccines will protect your immune system throughout the flu season and throughout the winter.
Yeah. I mean, and that's something that's an annual thing. And I think that COVID's going to kind of be along the same lines eventually pretty soon, where you get your annual shot and shut up, now you're good. I mean, I think that's pretty much where we are as far as that's concerned. I know CVS also offers pneumonia vaccine and shingles, and there seems to be quite a few that are available. Not everybody takes advantage of all of them, I guess, depending on age and susceptibility.
No, absolutely. We have, on our CVS.com site or on our app, as you're scheduling for one of your vaccines, it shows you the different options of other vaccines that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to know what's indicated for you. You can definitely talk to your pharmacist. You can talk to your doctor. But it's important to stay up to date with all of the recommended vaccines for your, for your conditions.
Yeah.
For example, somebody who had diabetes might need some additional vaccinations just to protect them because they have a condition like that. And so we want to make sure people are keeping up to date. There was a lot of people that deferred their care or were not keeping their routine appointments, but it's important to catch up with all of that to stay protected.
Yeah. And I mean, depending on the health insurance or whether you have Medicare or not, this is all free. So it's, but check that part out too. But yeah, it's there for the taking, which is a good thing, certainly. I guess check with your doctor or pharmacist to find out what's recommended.
Absolutely. That would be the best thing, just so that they can look at your specific conditions and recommend the vaccines that are appropriate for you.
Fantastic. Anything else that we should know or perhaps we're not aware of, which is the same thing, actually?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you can go to any CVS pharmacist and MinuteClinic to schedule your vaccines. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of different locations, over 9,000 locations, but we've expanded hours in the evening and weekends just to make it convenient for people to be able to walk in. And then also we have a website, CVS.com. an app to schedule your appointment, or you can even text us now. You can text the word flu to 287-898. And one other option, which is MinuteClinic.com, so you can schedule or walk in to get that flu vaccine throughout the flu season.
Yeah, or any other thing that's concerning you that you want to have looked at kind of quick, that's also available with the MinuteClinics. That's been a wonderful idea. Okay. Hey, Sandra. Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program, but until that time arrives, and by the way, thank you to my guest. Until that time arrives, I wish you peace.